Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. So goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. I like saying it fast.
And also, more to the point, it's also Friday the 13th again.
Oh, again.
Spooky.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
You know, we're just going to be here for every Friday the 13th now. So
yes.
Our odds of us dying while recording have gone up a lot.
Exponentially, yeah.
Jason Voorhees can just waltz right in this door over here, and you'll get it on tape.
Ceiling is just going to fall in on us one day.
Yeah, or the floor is just going to collapse or something.
There is some water damage happening in this house.
No kidding. Already?
It's downstairs.
Huh.
Right,
but
there.
Maybe it could come upstairs and just completely ruin our days.
For sure.
If you destroy the bottom level, the top level crashes down, i.e. 9/11.
Oh, so we're going to have our own personal 9/11.
Jet fuel can't melt steel beams.
I knew you were going to bring that up. One of you two was going to bring it up.
While you're at it, just bring in the Illuminati.
Didn't melt the beams. Sorry, you're wrong. Well, you're right, but you're wrong.
Are we going to try and disprove 9/11?
No, I don't. I don't feel like wasting the time.
Let's not have one of those episodes.
No, thank you.
Good. I don't. I don't want to roll myself into that loony bin.
That's good.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm gonna start.
Hi, Ben.
By the way, Ben's here.
So I'm back.
Hello.
I left college because I don't really have a point of going there. I realized that after taking 3 years of freshman classes and changing my major 3 times, I decided it was probably...
But freshman classes are fun. You don't want to stab yourself in the eye with a dull pencil.
Yeah, awesome. You don't have to do anything.
I envy you.
Yeah,
really,
amazing.
I want to stab other people with pencils
because you're not in freshman classes
so
anymore.
Dumb. My God.
Why do you hang out with that crowd, Ben?
What's up with you?
Don't you know those kids?
I don't hang out with freshmen. I have friends who
they're
are
fun
not
to make fun
like,
of.
They hang out with me. I got swarmed by a bunch of freshmen this year, which was really
ladies?
Fun. But, yeah, but none of them in that type of way. It was all like, Ben, you're older, so you're our friend, and you can buy us booze. Yay!
And then you became that guy.
You became the hookup.
Not as much as you'd think, really. I only ever got asked to buy booze like 3 times, I think, over the past like
semester
and a half. Like,
huh.
I barely got asked that. It was mostly just like, do you know of a party? Yeah. Stuff like that.
You became the guy who knew where things were.
Yeah,
probably.
Kind
of. Oh, well.
You like were the guy in the know.
Yeah, just hopelessly flirting with all of them and not getting anywhere with any of them. Kind of depressing to the ego, really.
Sounds like a great time.
You're casting too thin of a butterfly net over the crowd, then. You got to hone in on like one specific fish hook.
I tried.
Concentrate.
The worst part was is one of the girls of like one of the friends of one of them really liked me. She was like really into me and I was not feeling it at all. And
oh,
she would
boy.
Just like I would like go into my room and lay down because I felt bad and she'd come in to lay down next to me. I was just like, Why are you away?
This is my own private domicile and I will not be harassed.
I literally pretended to fall asleep once so she would leave my room and she didn't for half an hour.
That's why
she lay there and pinned my hair and I was like, no!
That's why you get a lock on the door or you prop a chair against the door.
That's the saddest story I've ever heard in my life.
Ben, you know what you could have done?
Is that when you realize you hit rock bottom and you need to come home?
That's when you just...
No.
Is that rock bottom?
No, I don't know.
Because that sounds like rock bottom.
Because I was going to say...
Laying in bed drunk, having somebody petting your hair that you don't want touching you.
Because I was going to say, you could have Ferris Bueller'd this chick. You could have just put a mannequin in the bed, and she might not have known any better. And you could have been free to roam the halls as you will.
I need to steal a mannequin sometime. I really want to do that.
Actually steal one or just...
Oh, yeah, no. I can't go out and buy one.
Yeah, you could.
You can't get it legitimately.
Amazon check now.
Well, we're going. All right, we're going to go into that.
Or ask the fire department. department if they have any old ones you can take.
Why does the fire department have mannequins?
They don't have mannequins.
CPR.
They have dummies.
CPR dummies.
They have,
oh,
yeah,
okay.
They have the dummies. Actually, they have the full, like,
Annie.
I think they have those, and they actually have the full people dummies that weigh, like, 150 pounds.
Okay, the ultimate question, do you want a dude or a lady mannequin?
He wants a lady.
Definitely a lady, man.
Lady mannequin. You can get one without arms and legs for $65.
That's terrifying.
It has sexy laundry in the
picture,
though.
I would get like a baseball cup and just tape it onto the bottom of it. So it would be like a she-male mannequin. It'd be awesome.
So you can get an amputee mannequin or a quadruple amputee mannequin for $60-some-odd.
Well, it varies because...
Sounds great.
There's like...
How much?
It looks like there's one you can get with hair that's
$100. Oh, that's just creepy.
That's great. Get
that one. That's why you just get a wig and glue it on.
But I like it because it says glamorous, beautiful, plastic, female adjustable mannequin. Plus bonus wig.
It's adjustable.
Adjustable.
I'd be that guy that would just sit in his room and like braid her hair and just be like, "Very pretty, yes."
You'd be sitting on the floor and you're like super high waisted whitey tighties. Just
yeah, and there's just dead people all around
socks.
Me.
Just
and
tall. So you're in whitey tighties and tall white socks.
There's, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like the Jeffrey Dahmer dress code, isn't it? I'm pretty
I don't
sure
know.
Something like that.
Better than the John Wayne Gacy or whatever Gacy.
Oh, he was
code.
The clown
yeah,
guy,
killer
wasn't
clown.
He?
Dude is creepy.
I should note to shake this girl. I had to do the douchiest move I've ever done. Like,
did you physically shake her? What do you want?
No, yelled, it was worse.
Get
than
away
that.
From me,
was...
bitch. That's
it
what
was,
I would have said.
When we were at, it was something kind of like that. When I was good. At when I was at a party, she would like come up to me and just kind of attach and then mm-mm. just like try to make out with me randomly. Like, she would just like pull me down and like make out with me, and I'm just like, no. I just pull away and
did
run away as
her?
Fast as I could. No, I just kinda
spray
like
lime juice
I kinda
in her
grabbed
eyes.
Her, like looked at her, and I was really, really drunk when I did this, which made it all the worse. And I was just like, you know what?
Or
I'm
better.
Not trying to do anything right now. I don't really have any feelings for you or anything. And she just starts bawling, and I was like, oh.
I thought, fuck. And then you just coolly turn and walk away since you don't have any feelings.
Yep, that's exactly what I did. I was just like, nope,
not getting sucked into that.
And she ran off and cried on my friend for like an hour.
Good.
So she attached herself to him.
Yeah. No.
Oh,
she,
you passed it on like the tape in the ring.
Oh,
no,
man. That's even worse.
More like
you just gotta destroy them
more like a leech. It's like picking off your skin, throwing it at someone else.
I didn't feel good at all.
But it's
is
over
that because
now.
You were drunk and you were going to throw up, or was it because
just
of what you did?
Up on her. She
yeah,
would have
it was
gone
more
it.
Of what I did. I was okay. just like, I went outside and he was like, ah, oh, God, I could have done that so much better.
So is this safe to, it's safe to assume you're going to be on the show next week?
You're going
to
become
right?
a somewhat of a regular? We do it every Friday.
Yeah, I know. I got to see when I get back from Reno.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to be doing it late on Friday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I work.
Yeah, that, I should be back because I'm coming.
We'll probably end up doing it like 1 in the morning.
We're going to leave the 19th, so I should be back by the 20th.
That, no, how does that figure?
Gamma might even be with me.
How are you going to leave?
Wait,
oh,
what
leave Reno on the 19th.
Yeah,
okay.
Leave Reno the 19th.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
Then show up the 20th, maybe with Gamma in tow. I don't know.
Now, tell us about Reno. What makes Reno so cool?
It is cheap as crap.
It's the Outlet Mall of Vegas.
You can say bad words now, Ben.
Oh, I can?
Yes.
Awesome.
We completely edit it for playback later.
But we aren't allowed into the studio next week anyway, so cut loose.
Okay.
So just tell them fuck
Reno
off.
Reno is cheap as fuck.
Yay!
It's like micro Vegas. Like, yeah, it's a miniature version of Vegas.
Sweet.
With
it's kind of retro.
Just completely cheap. The city is dying, so the casinos
they're
are
they're
going to
do anything they can to suck you in.
Yeah, yes. They're just...
Because they don't have all the flashy lights and everything else that Vegas has.
What's the half-life of Reno? How quickly is it shrinking?
Like 10 years, probably?
I give it like 30 years before it eats itself.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'd say probably the half-life is probably, what, 10 years?
Something like
After
that,
After 10
yeah.
years, it's half the size it used to be.
Well, I don't think it's shrinking in size. I think it's just getting, like, worse.
Oh.
Just sketchier.
Okay, in quality,
it's just
the half-life
sketchier.
That being said, the fanciest hotel in Reno, the Peppermill, it's been around forever. One night costs $64.
Let's go.
Yeah.
$64 for a night in Reno.
That's great.
That's insane.
Yeah. Doesn't Reno have
okay, Renee, look, go okay. online and look at the pool at this place.
The Pepper what?
The Peppermill. It's insane. I can't believe it.
I want to see this pool. Peppermill, I assume there's going to be a picture of it right on the front page. Dude, they got like Greek pillars and statues.
Oh, yeah.
This is amazing.
It's like the Reno's version of the Caesar's
Palace. And it's literally right across the street from the Atlantis, which is the second nicest one there.
Why wouldn't you want to stay at Atlantis?
Whoa, check out this pool.
Yeah. I can't because the screens are to the back of me.
Well, I'm fixing that now. Ta-da!
Yeah, what's up?
That'll
what's
do.
What's up?
It has look a fountain in it.
Look at that!
Guys, let...
Are you excited?
Ben, oh, if God, you don't run through that naked, I will be disappointed.
Oh, I'm definitely going to get just hammered and run through. I'm going to be... in the mornings, I'm going to drink Bloody Marys. I don't give a... They taste like shit, but I'm still going to drink them because I'm just going to... I'm gonna try to go for an Archer theme while I'm there.
Yeah,
you guys have seen Archer, right?
A little. I've seen like three episodes.
Drew hates it.
I don't say I.
How do you hate it?
I never said I hate it. Fuck you.
It's James Bond, but
I
funnier.
Know. That's why I keep telling him he hates it.
I never said I hated it. So fuck all y'all.
No, you never said you hated it. You just glare at
You
literally glare at the TV.
No,
when
I just watch him
it,
like.
You're just like.
I don't get the hype. I think it's just because it's hyped up too much.
Yeah, because it's awesome.
Are you so you're taking a suit then if you're going with the Archer theme?
Oh, no, you bet your ass.
Honestly, if I was going to go down there, I was going to wear a suit every single day.
Oh no,
full
suit. Well, okay,
suit, tie,
not
everything.
Every day.
The 17th,
yeah,
I'm like,
I can't wear one.
Every day.
Oh yeah, I got enough.
I would die.
What?
If I wear a suit too long, I will melt.
Reno drops down to 35 degrees.
Yeah,
at
it's
night.
In the desert, so it gets cold at night.
No,
it's,
I mean like my form cannot. My form cannot handle dapper attire for extended amounts of time.
Versus
so I
have
fear
like six
that
suits.
I fear that contact skin to more than 300 count thread contact will literally melt my skin. So I'm concerned about that. And,
oh, just put a nice shirt on then, dude. It's just yeah. If you're gonna go to Reno, there has to be at least one night
where
a tactile like, where you make yourself look good. Like,
oh yeah, no,
I'd
be
darker like, black.
Mm-hmm. All right,
no, I would have totally been rocking a suit every single day.
Oh no, I don't blame you at all, man. I'd be with you there.
Yeah,
I mean, except for the 17th is St. Patty's Day, right?
I got green ties.
Is it?
You do?
I have a green tie. I have one green.
Do
tie.
Do you have multiple green ties?
I have one green tie. I think I have one that has green accents in it.
Good enough.
Of course,
that's
I have
fine.
One that's just solid green. So.
Okay,
I mean it's green, but
it's well, it's either do that or you like get the full green suit and just go like
no.
No.
I would like you would have
full,
to wear
the full green suit.
I would loan you a silver suit.
The silver suit.
Well, it'd be a bit big for you or small for you, I think, as far as lengthwise. It fit Renee better.
Maybe I don't know. I've
it's a little.
Long. I've been
when
going
go, when we go to Reno when Renee turns 21. He's wearing the silver suit. I don't care.
Yeah,
don't care. It's gonna be like 100 degrees
on
there
his
in the 21st.
Well, it's a light. Oh it's a lightweight suit.
Exactly.
It's a fairly lightweight. And so silver suit with his white shirt and what color tie are we gonna put him in?
Pink. I still got the
definitely.
Red tie.
I have a.
Oh,
have
no,
a
red tie works pretty good.
Okay.
Red tie would work good.
Very high contrast in that outfit I can see happening. I'm just going to stick out like a sore thumb
that's
in the
good.
Casino. Hey, this guy has money. Let everybody swarm him. Give him all the free champagne and make him spend all the money over at the
dude,
the nickel
they
slots.
Roll around with drink cards and all you have to do is tip the lady and you get free drinks as long as you're playing games and stuff like
yep,
that.
Yep, exactly. As long as you're playing games you get free
or you
drinks.
Can just,
oh yeah, I was
grab
getting,
her butt.
I was getting to a point.
There's butt grabbins. That's the best tip.
As long as she's attractive, she has to be like
yeah.
You know.
And also like into it because
as long as she's not like
I mean,
50.
If
girls you can't get
grabbing
you, don't
other
get
girls' butts, it's okay.
If you see that happening, sure, I guess you could try and get in on that game, but you just don't want to get
I
kicked out of the casino
do.
5 minutes when you get... How many butts have you grabbed in casinos?
A couple.
Well,
more than you will know.
Couple means two to me, so I have a number
sure,
tied to
two.
That now.
Yep, two.
And you didn't get kicked out of the casino?
No.
Okay, I probably would. Double standards, guys!
Hello! Oh my gosh.
Sorry, what were we talking about? Something important.
Oh yeah, so... One of the casinos, like one of the cheaper casinos, I guess at the top floor, apparently it has roulette tables that are a quarter a chip.
Wow.
That's
top
that's
floor
awesome.
Stuff.
That's
awesome.
The
top floor stuff. Oh, I saw a roulette table we need to get. It's a roulette shots.
Oh, God.
Nice.
It's got a roulette wheel in the center, and it's got, like, I think a dozen shot glasses, and each shot glass has a couple different numbers on it. And so you probably place your bets or whatnot, or however you just spin it on your turn, throw the ball in there, and whatever it lands on, you have to take that shot.
Known to me as the Wheel of Death, because my God, why would I put myself?
I think it's like
that?
12 or 14 shots or 16 shots.
Jeez, yeah, no, that's death for me.
I did make the battle shots board. It's sitting up in Pullman on top of my bed right now.
Oh,
you left?
Is it your
there?
Bed still?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. We can redraw it. It's
is it
fine.
Your bed still?
Hmm?
Is it your bed still? Technically.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I physically bought that bed.
Oh, okay.
That is my bed in the room. I still own that room, which is kind of awesome, which means I can go up there whenever the hell I want to.
Yeah.
How long is the
long
for?
Drive though?
Till June. Yeah, June.
Okay. We got a party complex now, so
yeah,
let's just
pretty much.
Sweet.
And
We can go there for a little bit.
The guys up there are thirsty for me to come back, so.
Already?
Yeah.
What does that, that's a strange term to apply to that.
You know.
Okay. Sorry, I'm not.
That's the other thing he went to talk to.
Sorry, I'm not hip with all this new lingo that the kids are throwing around.
You better get with it, man.
I'm not hip with this.
You're not hip with this jive?
I'm still on Pullman speak, which is just like. Levels.
There's Pullman
down.
Speak?
It's like there's normal speech.
Get up on that mic, though.
My bad.
Mic technique.
There's normal speech, and then there's like two layers down where it starts to get really degenerate.
Like
that's college speech.
Okay.
Not that far. Prostitute speech is like below
is
the
it?
Table.
Are we sure?
And then there's jive. No.
Yeah, jive. Oh, jeez.
Not to be racist.
Don't be an SAE. Do you guys hear that story?
Yeah, I did.
I heard. Yeah. I heard.
What does it mean to be an SAE now? Just an asshole?
Did you read the rules? They have a list of rules. And it was like, don't be a douchebag. Don't date dark chicks. Don't wear like a list, like a laundry
rules.
List of clothes. Don't, oh, crap. What they have like, don't eat something, like specific things. It was weird.
SAE can suck my nuts. I've been saying it since I was a freshman.
SAE can suck my nuts. There is a song like that sometimes.
Creepy.
No, I'm not a proponent of anything like that. Oh, hey look who shows up. It's Therese. Surprise guest in the middle of it. We don't have a chair. I don't know how we're going to do this. Do you want to be on? Do you want to be on the show? Because we're doing it.
No.
It's happening. Okay.
You missed me screaming about Reno.
It was great.
By the way, we're going.
I'm not even sure what
you
the plan
are.
Is still.
No, I mean, we're going. Like, this group here is going.
Oh,
eventually.
Just not
that's
this week.
Saying.
Not necessarily this. You're going to, like, take Reno on a test drive.
Yeah, and let us know how it goes.
I'm test running it and seeing how great it is.
Find all the best spots, and then we'll go and revisit them later on. That seems fine to me.
I'm going to come back in a haze and just be like, guys, we have to go back. We have to go back. Just twitching. Like, I can't take it. We got to go back, boys.
This SAE stuff, it just sounds like somebody just picked a bunch of rules out of a hat and they decided, hey, this is what our club is going to be about now.
No, SAE is just a bunch of douchebags.
Well, I could do the same thing. It's like, okay, you're part of my secret club now, but here's some things you can't do. You can't wear sunglasses outside ever. I don't care how sunny it is. SpaghettiOs, whenever you eat them, you always have to add one tablespoon of salt to them. I don't care what you're thinking. Also,
no, you don't have to
don't
add salt.
I don't think I've ever eaten SpaghettiOs.
You don't add salt to SpaghettiOs. They're salty as it is.
SpaghettiOs are great,
no,
dude.
No, they're not. They suck.
It doesn't matter what's in this. SpaghettiOs, okay, these are made-up rules. It doesn't matter.
SpaghettiOs, what's the fastest time you've downed a can?
The fastest?
Yeah.
That just sounds...
Dude,
sounds
I could finish a can in a minute. Are
that
you
that
kidding
is
me?
Rancid.
I think my best time was like 47 seconds.
Oh, you tight? Oh, wow.
And that was back when I was in wrestling, before wrestling practice. I'm just like, down the whole can.
Yeah.
I'd stick in the microwave, heat it up, and just...
My stomach actually feels a little bit worse hearing all this. I'm not even kidding. Like, I just feel like
yeah,
just like, oh,
I think my best
God,
time was
47 why?
Seconds.
I feel great. Hungry even for SpaghettiOs.
I haven't had SpaghettiOs in years, and I don't plan to change that.
Is it like Twinkies for me?
No, it's just have never had a draw to them again.
Okay. No, man, I've been drawn to them for
just
a while.
Canned marinara sauce with noodles in it. That have been sitting there for a while just doesn't
for who
sound
knows how many
yeah exactly it just yeah. doesn't sound that appealing.
It doesn't sound that good when you say it that way, but if
is
you
there
add
a better
meatballs
way to say it?
If you add meatballs to it,
see, I
so
just
you
had
said,
just the straight SpaghettiOs,
stagnant
that's it.
Meat that's been in there for as long as the
stagnant
yeah.
meat
stagnant
try
noodles.
Little spheres of joy try
little
no.
spheres
I tried the
of
ones.
Like,
balls of happiness
I,
Ben
I tried
chicken testicles. What do you want me to call them?
I tried the meatball one. They sucked.
Have you ever seen a chicken testicle?
He yes. has chickens.
Yeah.
What do they look like? Let's just.
I have no idea. I've never actually seen one. They're up inside the chicken, dude. They're not like us where they just kind of hang down. They're like up in there. Like,
oh, they're in.
You don't ever see them
inverted relative to humans.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay.
I like the hand gestures up inside the yeah. chicken.
Get
you know,
up
you know,
in there.
You know
the
what's chicken. Sad? Goats have bigger balls than we do. We could have huge balls, but those sons of bitches just have fucking massive.
Why is that sad? If anything,
they're so tiny. They're small compared to us, but their balls are freaking massive. It's nuts.
Well,
literally.
Well, it's bad for the goat because they're more vulnerable. And you know
no,
what?
No, they can suck those things right back up in there. When they're scared, they just retract
can you
those
not?
Sons of bitches. No. No, I can't. I've tried. Just get
try
scared.
It, try it again.
No, it's not working.
Just give
up. Still down there.
You gotta give evolution a few more centuries. We might make it.
Seriously, when we try to castrate those things, they just suck them right back up in there, and you're just feeling an empty sack, and it's like this is.
That's why you just cut the sack off.
See, Kirsty.
No, you can't, because then the testicles will come back down.
Exactly.
Oh my God,
they'll bleed out. They're just gonna die at that point.
Oh, see, Kirsty, this is why goats are terrible animals.
Sacrifice one, and the others will learn.
No. Okay, me and Kirsty have been having an argument for a while. Goats are terrible animals.
What?
They are.
No, I want a goat.
Goats are amazing. Goats are amazing.
See?
They make good cheese, but they are terrible for everything else.
Their cheese is rancid, but we just had 24 babies, and they're all cute as shit.
See?
They are not cute. They will grow up into tin can eating, sphere, tiny pea-sized sphere pooping, never stop crying monsters.
Guess what?
Goats are horrible.
Guess what, bitch? I got your shirt.
You can have it. I'm wearing the same one.
It's back at home. I wore it on the way
back
down.
I think you saw my shirt that I bought over there too. I never brought my WSU
shirt.
Oh shit.
I don't care.
That's probably up there.
I don't care.
No, see, really, it's not really that I left a shirt there. It's like I traded a shirt because I did buy a WSU shirt while I was there. Yeah. So that's why I didn't realize I left that one there.
I having a shirt for the longest time, and I forget to bring it back. Like,
you don't feel bad.
No, I do feel bad because it's not.
How many times have you worn it?
Well, there's no point.
I wore it once. Oh. I wore it once, and that was on the ride back down here, so I wouldn't forget it. I was like, I'm not leaving that here again. I just put it on and was like, okay, we're good.
Well, there's no point in giving it to me now because I already replaced it. And you know what? I like the font better on this one, so I'm fine with it.
It's exactly the same.
They space the lettering different. The kerning is important.
Yeah, the I is offset by about like 3 inches or so. Like the O and the T are really close together, and then the I is just kind of over, and the R is over more. Like,
I'll tell you what, though, it makes my tits pop.
It does.
That's the.
Okay. That's fair.
There. Fair. All right. There, you can keep it.
We'll just twinsies sometime. We'll just be twinsies.
Sure. I don't. Just make it happen randomly, though.
Oh, like, definitely. Yeah,
make it happen organically.
It can't be planned. It can't be planned.
This shirt gets.
Only girls do that.
But then you look at each other and you're like, oh, we just can't be wearing the same shirt. And then I'm not going to go home and change. He should go change his shirt.
You really think that's going to be a problem with us?
Maybe.
Oh, totally. I've been gone for too long, guys.
Glad you're back, though.
I'm glad to be back.
And hopefully you're going to be a regular. I don't know how well that'll work out, but
as much as possible.
How you feel about recording at 1 a.m.?
I can do that.
Okay.
Because that's about the norm.
I ain't scared.
Because I get off work at about 12:30-ish.
I will say, I am going back to the farm at some point, so I might get a little bit scattered at that point.
Okay.
But I'll do my best.
Is that a euphemism? I'm going back to the farm?
No, I'm literally going back to my grandparents' farm at some point. I gotta go back and work.
What could going back to the farm mean? I'm wondering what you thought.
They're putting him down. Now, like, he's gonna go kill himself.
They're gonna take me out back and put two in me. I broke my leg. I'm worthless.
Two? Seems a bit excessive.
They need to
it's
make sure
double
he's
tap.
Dead. Yeah.
Yeah, double tap.
They want to make sure he doesn't turn.
It's
while
real
he's
number
down.
Two. It's real number two, man.
Yeah, come on.
Well, if you put one good shot to the head, that's good enough.
No,
it's rule two, dude.
I know.
They want to make sure he's gone.
They don't really practice double tap in Walking Dead, though.
No.
Like, you do notice that when you watch the show.
Because if you don't have very much ammo.
Yeah. Also, if you just stick with the machete and just cut
blades
maybe 3 or 4 inches off the top.
Blades don't need reloading.
Nope.
See, I just can't get into that show for some reason.
Me neither.
You know what? It's fun to hate.
I read the graphic novels, and it's just too separated. Like, the graphic novels go this way.
Oh yeah,
that way it's just not.
Well,
just,
you know why that happened, right?
Why
is because they fired the creator of the show after the first season.
Oh.
Yeah, Darabont was gone by season two.
Wow, that doesn't surprise me.
And that's why season two was such a tanker.
Season two was so shitty.
Yeah, they just stayed on a farm the whole time.
Cried about how shitty it was.
Oh my God, there's zombies. We know. Just show us more of them.
Carl, stay in the fucking house.
It's not Carl. It's Coral.
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 Stay in the goddamn house. Okay, Dad. Just wanders off. Just like, oh, I'm gonna go poke this zombie with a stick. Oh, that's
oh good. Shit, it's coming at me.
Good job, Carl.
Thanks for advancing the plot, Carl.
Jeez.
We gotta thank you for that, Carl.
My
I will
mom
say
got
they did
really
build
that show.
That's good for your mom.
She, well,
what?
Okay, so not
Megan,
good for
Megan
my mom.
Megan is into it super hard
because
I still like watching it.
We went to Tennessee and stayed in this like little tiny farmhouse, and then one night we were all sitting on like the front porch thing, and she heard cows moving in the pasture.
I thought this was New Orleans.
No, this is in Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
And she flipped the fuck out, ran inside the house, and locked my sister and I outside because she legitimately thought there were zombies outside.
Nice.
Like, I shit you not. She was like, bye.
Why are there never zombies of different species? Why is it always human specific?
It could be cow zombies.
That's what I was hoping for.
That's what mad cow disease is, basically. It's honestly not that
it's
far
true.
Off.
No, it's true.
It just makes them crazy.
And actually, I've heard that is in various different things, that's one zombie origin is a mutated version of mad cow disease.
I could see that.
Wait, so do the cows, like... So they bite other cows and other cows get infected, right?
No. Like, a cow has...
Okay, well, if that doesn't happen, it's automatically discredited as a zombie disease. Done.
A cow has a mutated form of mad cow disease. Somebody eats
the cow.
Beef product
yeah.
that you know from that cow, gets infected, zombie apocalypse starts.
Well, yeah, I've heard that before, but if
how is that so complicated?
It's not that complicated, but and you know what? It's so not complicated that if the cows don't transmit the disease to each other by biting each other, then it ends.
No, it's because they eat bits and pieces of each other.
Well, okay, after they've been like ground up and fed to themselves, but that's not the same thing as cows going around and biting each other.
That's how it got.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, they totally feed the cows
themselves.
That's
how it started.
Yeah.
And there's like a whole group of people who can't give blood anymore if they've been over in the UK for more than 10 years between a certain amount of time.
Yeah. I thought it was just Europe in general.
Oh shit.
Oh, maybe.
I know Britain especially, but I know
yeah, cuz that's what it
that's
was
that was the biggest one. Yeah.
Everyone in Britain is
that's
unclean
how it's
now.
They fed each other.
Well, that's true before.
Cows other cows.
British dentistry is not on trial here.
There is such a thing?
No.
That's
actually no. That's not a thing.
No, it kind
is
of existed.
Is it a newfangled concept?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a show that you guys need to watch.
Okay.
Absolutely right now, the entire thing of it. Spartacus.
I know like 4 seasons are on Netflix right now.
Oh, and it's amazing. All 4 seasons
isn't
just
that
straight
just,
through.
Isn't that just like
a Kubrick movie.
Yeah, it's a Kubrick movie, but isn't it just like Roman Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is exactly why it's awesome. It's like.
By the way, season 5 starts next month.
I know.
Still haven't seen the show.
You need
Me
to
either.
Watch it.
Fine.
But, okay, so watch Spartacus. Once you get past season 1 and the massive amount of sex, you'll get to season 2, which has even more sex. And then season
Great.
3 and 4, which are pretty. Okay.
Pretty prudish in comparison.
Yeah.
And rape
still,
scenes.
Still, oh,
yay!
Well, not a whole lot of those.
Not a whole lot, which means there's still think. Some.
I'm trying to remember if there are any. And oh, yeah, there's
yes.
definitely.
Yes,
there's a
there,
big one.
Yes, yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm assuming you've seen it, right?
I know what it is. I've watched it.
Have you seen it all? Asher can go to hell. That dude got bad really fast. Holy
that
crap.
That was bad.
Asher yeah,
that was
Roth?
That was hard to watch. No. You need to watch it. Watch the show. Both of you, watch it.
Okay.
I got to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Sorry.
Isn't that good?
I got to get caught up before Age of Ultron comes out. Because
okay.
it'll tie in.
I heard it's going to tie in a bunch.
It's already tied in with the Winter Soldier.
It's tied in with the Winter Soldier somewhat. Actually, a lot, I think it has in it.
Oh, yeah.
And then apparently season 2 ties in huge with Age of Ultron.
Huh.
So
yeah,
you got to get all caught up before May 1st.
I watched the first episode of Mad Men the other day.
Yeah?
Just the first one?
Yeah, just the first one.
Did you get hooked, or what was the...
I'd watch it again, yeah, but I don't have Netflix back here, so... Mm. But it wasn't half bad.
You know what, Ben? I can hook you up.
Yeah.
Because I want to show off a little project that I put together here.
Oh, no.
What Man, his narcissism.
See that black box over there?
Oh, yeah, that's the 12 terabytes of porn, isn't it?
That's...
What did I say?
That's the 21.84 terabytes
Sweet
of porn. Thank
God,
you very
what
much.
The shit, Renee?
let me put this into perspective.
His plan
for you.
Is to have a backup of the entire internet.
Hold on, let me put this perspective to you.
So that way, when it crashes, he can restore it. He
we
will
were
be
home
the internet.
Alone, and he was messing with that instead of with me.
Oh,
there we
God.
Go.
I just got the drives. What did you expect?
No, I don't
alone.
Blame you.
Now
I,
you know
whenever
you're
I get a new toy,
mind.
I'm just like,
I
yeah!
Priorities.
Like,
but
no.
Here's the stupid thing that I discovered. So I tried hooking that up to my server. I hit the enter key, and it threw me an error saying, file system too big. Turns out that computer is still a 32-bit system.
It just cannot stand the idea
it's
of just, being
it's
hacked.
Upper limit. Nope. Its upper limit is 16 terabytes.
There are how are there limits on how much memory a computer that
it just can't
sense.
Handle it it'll just flop
it's,
over
it's too yeah, much data to look through I think So how much is it again, Renee?
The total?
As in usable or, space.
Oh, usable space. 21. Like 21.84.
Terabytes. Crazy. That's
yeah.
That's too many.
That's sad.
That is a great amount.
Okay, if you go on, if you go on 4chan,
I'm not gonna be impressed until you get to a quarter petabyte, though.
If you go on, if you go on 4chan and you go to the torrents board,
yeah,
and you sift through all the pornography and shit like that.
So the whole thing.
Yeah, pretty much. You'll find a place where you can download Wikipedia. The entire.
Oh, you can get that Wikipedia. From Wikipedia. You don't have to go to 4chan.
Oh, well, shit. Just do that.
Okay.
Download all of Wikipedia for posterity.
Let's see how much that is.
Oh, my God.
Wikipedia. I almost downloaded the hidden wiki, which is like the anarchist cookbook on like the deep net or whatever.
Yeah, that place is fun.
You went on tour?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It was okay.
I hated it. I searched on it until I saw some stuff I didn't need to, and I was like, I'm done. I'm not coming back on this. So I deleted it, smashed the flash drive that had a Tor on it, and moved on.
Oh, you booted it from a skull fucking.
Okay. I booted it from a flash drive, so that way if I needed to, I could just be like.
Yeah. No, it's pretty easy to find a website where you can hire hitmen.
Yeah, well,
like
no,
it's like four clicks away.
That's why you don't do it online though. That's stupid.
Yeah, that's dumb. I mean, you could just be like,
very
okay,
easy to trace back.
I'll send you all this money and then expect it to happen.
That's why you do it only through references and you get paid only in cash.
The guy seemed legit to me. Anyway, what am I looking for?
Is that
here?
Why some fat dude with a katana came to my house and said, "Where the fuck is the shirt?"
Why would I send a fat man in a katana?
No, that's what I'm saying. Never mind. Because
it's the internet. So yeah. He'd put off this lol operator kind of look.
God.
K comes to assassinate.
Yeah.
Is it like dumps? What am I trying to look for here? Database backup dumps. I'm just trying to figure out how huge this is.
Renee's going to back up the entirety of the internet, and then he can crash it and be, "I am the internet."
Yeah, I'll just print up.
Don't give him ideas.
Just charge people for
more
the information
than 21
they need.
Terabytes.
It's true.
Much
or,
more.
Or he can just save the part of the internet that he wants to save. So that way you can get rid of all the superfluous stuff like BuzzFeed.
What you
get it out.
The more I talk about this, the more I think it sounds like a good idea.
BuzzFeed just sounds horrible. So BuzzFeed is horrible.
It is.
Yeah.
Although I will say I'm horribly addicted to
Crash. Did you ever listen to our show where we talked about the CEO of BuzzFeed says that they do not do clickbait?
Oh, they totally do clickbait.
They are clickbait.
They are, that's their entire like livelihood. What is on my hand? Oh, it's I put it there. Wow.
Ben was tweaking.
Yeah, just a little bit. But I'm wired. I drank two energy drinks. I've been driving for 9 hours.
Do you want another one?
No.
I don't have any.
It's
so
the opposite.
Are we still going out tonight?
What?
Are we still going out tonight?
We were going out in the first...
80s night. Crystal Ballroom. 80s night.
What, was that the plan from the start?
Can you handle it, Ben?
That's why Therese said, "Are you going to party with us?" You're like, "That's the plan."
Oh, shit. I didn't know we were actually doing it.
You were committed. You said
so. You already
so.
Agreed, so...
Oh, damn.
We won't be out that long.
Are you their chauffeur?
No, I'm not going.
He said too much.
Yeah. Well, I can't get in there anyway,
yeah, that's
so.
True.
That's why I said chauffeur
on,
and not going.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'll come out for
80s night,
two.
Just come out.
Yeah.
Have a drink or two.
Yeah, I can do that. Can
it's
do
got
that.
A springboard floor, so literally
it's
the floor
so
bounces
cool.
with you.
It's the coolest
with
thing
people.
Ever.
It's pretty awesome.
Okay, yeah. Oh, I'm not wearing anything, though.
I don't care. Nice. It's fine.
Dude, just wear, like,
you're
fine.
Clothing. I mean, that's
yeah, you're going into Portland. It's not that big a deal.
Shorts and long wool socks. Like, wool socks. I'm wearing wool socks, Sperry's, basketball shorts, and a long sleeve shirt that smells like B.O.
You'll fit right in Portland.
Yeah. Yay!
Oh
you look fine.
You just look like you own a coffee shop.
Yeah.
You're in.
Can we at least stop at my house so I can grab some clothing?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, come on, man.
Spray yourself with stuff.
It's fine, Ben. You'll be good.
Okay,
you look
fine.
Great.
Yeah, I'll do it. Let's do it.
Lather yourself up in some
It's
cologne.
80s night. It's only every Friday, and Teresa's getting us in for free.
Really?
Well, she got a Groupon thing for four people getting in for a small amount of money.
I've never used Groupon before.
It's pretty cool.
Some of it's cool, some of it's not
a
that good.
A lot of it is not good.
Yeah.
I heard that businesses were hating it for a while, though, because of, what was it, just loss of revenue in general, really?
Well, yeah, because some of them are actually pretty good deals.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But it's, how are these deals getting put out anyway if the businesses hate them? Don't they have to agree on it at some level?
I think so.
Well, it's a trade-off. It's do they offer them and have people come to their establishments, or do they not offer them and have people go elsewhere, lose their business to someone else?
Oh, my God.
I think they would just rather that something like that would not exist in the first place.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess it's like a publicity kind of
thing. It's getting your name out there.
Yeah, I'm probably still not gonna use it.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna throw out an idea, guys.
Oh, ideas! I like them.
Let's go to Paradiso.
Where's that again?
The Gorge.
It's not that far away.
Paradiso.
And let's do a ton of drugs.
Rave.
No. I'm out.
Yeah, me too, man.
Yeah, no,
the festival?
Yeah.
Not into that.
Oh, it's EDM?
Yeah.
Kind of thing?
It's insanely. It's 3 days of EDM.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's 3 days of hardcore EDM and partying.
Drugs.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I was extensive. Just entertaining your theory. No, yeah, I'm definitely not.
Well, we could go and be spectators. Like, watch everyone else
watch
do drugs.
The horror
we just we'll take all this equipment out there and just interview all the
some
tweakers.
Men just want to watch the world burn.
You would
that would be.
I think
that's
see,
strangely
that'd be,
fitting.
See?
Honestly,
we would do that. Really. We would do. I think we should. Do
yeah,
that.
We'll set up a booth, and people will just flock to
our
us.
Booth.
We don't even have to go anywhere.
Yeah,
yeah. We just want to watch the world burn. There and be like, hey.
I'm just gonna watch it.
We're doing a radio show. Come sit in and talk.
Oh, God, can you imagine?
Dude, you would have so many weird people just sit down and be like, hey.
I bet our viewership would go up,
bitches, and then just fall off the side.
Dude, like, I'd be flipping business cards like dollar bills in a strip club. It'd be so awesome.
Yeah, dude, all we'd have to
do
is just
air
blast
cannon.
EDM music and just be
no,
like, hey,
get
if anybody
it,
wants to come
just
up
get
and
an
talk,
air cannon
on.
Full of business cards and launch that out onto the dance floor.
Yes. I need to order
that actually would be relatively
cards.
Simple to rig up.
Just
I could do that.
Just alternate between business cards
in a matter of a couple days.
Do it.
At most. I just need
and condoms.
I need
no, not condoms. Just paint. Just paint. Everybody's
wait.
Too drugged up to have sex. You just launch condoms. You just launch paint everywhere. That's all you have to do.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Just get like
watch business like cards, paint, and some confetti.
Yeah, that's all you
this
need.
This is
man.
The best idea. I'm in.
If it's anything like the Burning Man radio station, it'll be great.
Exactly. Let's just live cast Paradiso. Like,
hell yes.
Oh.
Have you listened to that them talk while they're?
No,
oh
no,
my god,
that?
It's so funny. They're just like, it's obvious they're all just high out of their minds.
I was about to say, are they all just baked the entire
like,
time?
Let's listen to just some cool grooves, okay? Yeah.
This
like,
is...
do you know any cool grooves?
This is
Unicorn
Burning
Lady.
Man. This is Burning Sweet. Man.
How do we even? Lady. How do we even? Groove cool, man.
I smoke this, man. It's
dude,
just, it's
like,
so funny watching or listening to them. It's insane.
Like, what if these
every
microphones
year.
Were food?
What if these microphones are actually like robot
that's one
dicks.
Of my biggest fears. If this microphone
is a robot
all of a sudden
dick?
Turned into an ice cream cone,
what would you
what
do,
would
man?
You do?
I'd just dude. Eat it.
But then you wouldn't be able to talk into it.
I wouldn't even question
the struggle
it.
Guys, is real.
Guys, I think I'm a spider. I think I'm a guys, am I a spider right now? Guys, I'm kind of freaking out. Am I a spider right now?
No, you're
if you
not a spider.
Be.
Guys, am
nah,
I a spider?
Man,
you're
not a spider.
You look kind of like
you're a beetle.
You got some eagle's wings.
Go with what you feel.
You got a mountain for a face.
Coming up next is Papa Be Cool. With his special new reggae mix, Be Cool. Coming to you live from Burning Man. Burning Man radio.
Is he a real person? I need this.
No,
to be
no,
real.
It's not. I just made that
oh,
up.
Oh man.
Okay,
let's start that
DJ
label.
Chupacabra.
My friend, one of these guys I know from Spokane, came down to Pullman, and he showed me death metal reggae. I shit you not, it's an actual thing.
Looking
that
up,
doesn't surprise me that that's a thing.
It's from Germany.
It's
like from Germany. It's
well, that
German
surprised
screamo,
me even less.
But it's reggae. It's
that's like
and
the
it
that's
blends.
Like the
what's the name of one of the bands?
Oh shit, I don't remember.
That's I like found the, one called Lughum.
That's like the country
maybe.
Metal Jesus bands.
Try
that,
it.
Okay, I'm just.
Have you heard those bands? Those country metal Jesus bands?
No, I haven't.
This is just a random one that I found.
Is this? I'm trying to. It has like all tropical stuff in the back. You can hear like the
it's very weird.
You know what this is from though, right? It's Park. It's a Park.
Yeah,
Rack.
This is it. This
reference.
Is it. This is it.
What's it from?
Parks and Rec. Well, not really, but she says she's in April Ludgate. So
oh,
she's
that's
in
right.
German
yeah, we
Death
were talking
Reggae,
about this.
And Halloween sound effects from
you,
1920.
I'm not gonna lie, then you honestly bring up the worst music ever.
Oh, I got some. I can find some more here.
Obviously,
some
of
new,
course.
Like,
no, what was that one song you sent out in the group text that everyone's like, this is absolutely horrible?
Oh,
you cowards don't even smoke crack.
Oh,
is that
yeah!
It? Hang on.
Oh, my God, yes! Oh, my God.
Hang on, I'm fighting
I remember
it right
that
now.
So. Oh, my God, yeah.
Viper.
And we're all just
dude,
like,
yeah, Viper. This is one of the best songs in the world.
This is. I'm still not sure what it is.
Dude, this is my jam.
What are you on?
Okay. Look, if you look at the cover of it, he looks like Down syndrome Terrence Howard.
He looks like he just had a stroke. He looks like he just had a stroke.
Let's just listen to these soulful lyrics.
Legitimately.
Dude, for a minute. It's great.
Is this what you listen to on the...
No, I just found this one day. I was like, what in the shit?
And it made such an impact on your life.
Oh, it's just, it's the funniest, it's one of the funniest songs I've ever heard. It's about a dude, like, literally talking, he's like, you guys all suck because you don't smoke crack. It's like... And I think
it's his anthem.
I think at some point he talks down other drugs. I think he's even like, oh, we just shit or something like that. And it's like, you need to smoke, you need to
like,
hit up
the crack
pipe.
You're the best if you smoke crack.
I think at one point it like glorifies how great hitting a crack pipe is, and it's just like, is this an actual song? Like, was this an
somebody
album
actually
somewhere?
Got that published?
Yeah, exactly.
And it was long enough ago that somebody actually had to listen and go, dude, this is pretty dope.
I just can't believe he got his whole face on this album cover. Like, he couldn't have like just drawn something. He had to put his fucking weird cross-eyed motherfucking face on
his
the front.
And his eyes aren't even level. It didn't even look like.
No, he's like. His head is straight up, but his eyes are tilted.
Yeah, they're just off. Like, I do have a good song. That's like a good background song.
It better be. So just
okay. Are you ready? It's Cascade 4 AM Adam K and Soha mix.
Adam K and Soha.
Yeah.
Midnight Drive video.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And this is very good background, chill, relaxing.
So we just like put it over whatever we're talking about.
Yeah, that is insane.
How is that happening?
Is that that's how you learn how to? What are we looking at here? There's a you're showing me a picture of a.
Playground,
this is great podcast material, by the way.
Yes.
A playground that's
yes,
on fire.
Visual aids.
I'm not sure why we're looking at that. So
I don't either.
Maybe we can just speculate
I can believe how it happens, because that stuff is all made out of that weird plastic material that you don't really know what it is. You just kind of poke it.
But
and it's
I think
like,
it's supposed
plastic.
To be non-flammable, like, because it's
oh, that stuff
kids.
Is definitely flammable.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That stuff starts to melt, it's just going to fuel itself.
Well, if it's hot, if it gets to the point where it can burn your skin, it can and it melts, it can
yeah.
catch sure. fire.
Well, it's
like,
probably...
legitimately burn your skin.
It's already on fire at that point, probably. Yeah.
It is.
I mean, nobody's playing on it when it's still on fire, unless you're insane, or you have one of those fireproof suits. That would be fun. Like, light a playground
yeah.
on fire, and
except
then run around on it in a fireproof suit? That'd be crazy.
There's a...
You have to have, like, be on, like, a little bridge, have two guys in fire suits, like, mock fighting each other, and have the little kids watching.
That would be awesome!
two guys
crap.
In fire suits with, like... plastic swords fighting each other on the bridge.
Just like, okay, kids, today we
Renee,
come to the playground.
How much is
gasoline.
A fire suit?
Looking it up.
Oh yeah.
But speaking of fire suits, have
we're
you
totally
have,
doing this during the middle of the school day? No,
just oh, dude, hell no. Yeah! We're just going over there, pour the whole thing in gasoline.
No, no,
in like
I just mean
periods.
Just be in a fire suit with foam swords fighting each other.
That'd be awesome, dude.
Oh God.
Oh my God.
Blah blah blah.
We'd have to have Renee filming this to be the heroes of the internet.
Yeah,
oh, definitely.
There's okay. There, I'm not finding any with like the hoods
okay.
that go over.
That's
but
necessary.
Your basic,
that is necessary.
Your basic model. It says it's a diving suit, yeah. Sparko, fireproof fabric. Driving suit. Sorry, I can't.
Oh, so
read.
It's a flame retardant driving suit.
Yeah. So I guess if you like, just put.
I'm talking about like the metallic silvery driving fire suits.
Oh, those like.
The
oh,
metallic,
okay.
like they look like the 50s spacemen.
The anti-volcano suits.
Well, yeah. I don't think
I'm
you
talking
can...
like the silver ones with the gold visors. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, I don't think I can get that on Amazon. There's only driving suits that are popping up. So
and they're expensive.
How much does a hazmat suit cost out of curiosity?
Oh, gosh.
I think
oh.
it's like $200, $300, if I remember correctly.
Oh, Ben, we had a brilliant idea of something to do just randomly.
Bring it.
Basically, we need your gas mask.
Okay.
and a smoke machine.
I didn't know you had a gas mask. That's
oh, yeah,
cool.
He's had a gas mask for a long
yeah,
time.
All right.
Do you ever buy fresh man. Cartridges for that thing?
No, I can't find them.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I imagine they're online
somewhere. Oh, I'm sure you can
go
find
to a
somewhere.
Surplus store, man.
Surplus store, the gun show, wherever.
you know,
see,
just
yeah,
those places, yeah.
Anyways, but, like, you take a smoke machine and just turn it on inside a room, fill it up with smoke, and then just... No context, just open up the door, just be in your underwear and the gas mask and just come walking out nonchalantly.
Yeah.
And have the room filled with smoke just kind of drifting out.
Just drifting out, scare the hell out of somebody. Just like, what
yeah.
in the shit?
We have a fog machine.
Ben has a gas mask.
All right.
This is perfect.
The plan is now in motion. By the way, a yellow hazmat suit, $12.
Nice.
Seriously?
Yeah, but it's not
a sexy one.
Yeah, I'm talking about one of those huge ones that you could probably actually survive something in.
Oh, okay.
Well, you need the gloves.
$374.
That sounded for an actual more accurate.
It says hazmat suit, chemical protective clothing by Lakeland DuPont. Something. What?
A full mop suit.
Yeah, it's got the plastic hood and everything.
I know
on
DuPont
it.
Sells them because they're.
You could always just get a yellow painter's suit for the look.
Pretty much, yeah.
If you want just the look, yeah. But if you want like the full real thing, yeah, you're gonna have to really pay out for this.
That sucks.
The hood by itself, though, I don't know if this is hazmat certified, but it's $17.
That would make the best Halloween costume in the world.
Just be in a hazmat suit.
Oh yeah. Just wander around in that, like just.
Everybody would think you're doing Breaking Bad, though.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Well, I still haven't watched that.
Me neither.
I haven't meaning to get around to it, but I just can't get into it.
Guys, it's meth. How can you not get into it? It's the best.
Okay. You literally can't stop once you start.
Great.
No, yeah, that's. I don't know.
The
like,
show is like the drug the show is about.
Sure. But it actually ends at some point, so that's kind of...
Yeah, you die. It ends with you dying. Like
while watching the show.
Walt dies, you die. I mean, that's just how it goes. Like
the Better Call Saul spinoff is pretty good, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm a few episodes behind, but from what I've seen so far, I will continue to watch it.
When I first heard about that, I was just like, that is going to tank so
hard. Oh, Ben, are you talking
a
suit like this for hazmat suit?
Yeah, something like that.
Nice.
Like the level 4 hazmat suit? Awesome.
Yeah, full face hood and everything. Did you say how much that is?
That'd be crazy.
It was on Google Shopping. It is $195. Oh yeah, and I found the flame retardant or the silver fire suit things.
You gotta wear that
like $250.
You gotta wear that for at least 4 Halloweens for that to be worth it.
Oh yeah.
That's that's what I would say.
$450 costumes. I can make that work.
Yep. I mean, I don't remember. Man, that straight jacket that I have, got that off of eBay for I think $80.
You need a Hannibal Lecter mask. We'll wheel you around on a dolly.
Oh yeah, I don't know how much Hannibal Lecter mask is though, but
anywhere from $20,000 to $5,000.
Man, I don't want to wear the straight jacket again. I've already worn that for at least 3 years.
Yeah.
I don't know how the hell you can wear that, dude. If my hands were like that for more than like 15 minutes, I'd be like, get me the fuck out of the
I was fine.
That's
it
the point. That's the effect.
Just let your
it
arms
just
hang loose.
Drives you insane.
Just let your arms hang loose. You stay warm. And it's not that bad in the long run. Maybe just wear a long sleeve shirt underneath it so it's not that scratchy.
Just put your drinks in your like hand.
No, I had the Halloween candy bag threaded through my arms. So like I just kind of like hold my elbow out and people put candy in it.
The whole drinks tucked in your things reminded me of when we went to Pullman. I realized when I got there two things I had forgotten that I intended to bring.
Uh-oh.
One, I had like a camo WSU beer cozy thing, you know, they sit the bottles in.
Hey.
I was like, dang it, I forgot that. Especially with the camo party thing.
Shit.
That never happened.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then the second thing I forgot was I actually finally, my dad got it for me jokingly for my 21st birthday, one of those helmets with the two drink holders.
Hey. Yeah.
The straws that come down to a single mouthpiece. I was going to bring that.
Should've.
I know.
We could have put like a fifth of Jack and a big 2 liter of Coke.
I was going to say, a thing of rum and a thing of Coke.
Man, you think you can hold a 2 liter of Coke on your head?
No.
Yeah, you're mistaken.
It's called duct tape, bro. You duct tape that helmet to your head. And
duct
then
tape
duct
can
tape
do magical things.
And then
you're
going
to
be a little
top heavy,
but it's
going to be like...
the next day because your neck is fucked up.
Yeah.
And when you start getting drunk, your head just like...
Yeah.
And then your neck breaks and you die.
Then you trip and fall and it all just...
Yep.
Oh, God.
That would be gone. It wouldn't be gone from me drinking it in half an hour. It'd be gone from
you falling
my
over
head.
And then getting a piece of broken glass shoved into your cornea.
Yeah, and then I just have, and then the night is over for me. I have to go home.
The night's over for you at that point.
Yep, that's
the
as far as I can go.
Glass in the cornea does it in for him.
It's not the drinking the half a bottle of Jack. It's the falling and getting glass in your eye afterwards.
Yes, that's the mood killer.
Feel it at that point.
Sure.
Sorry,
you'd wake up the next morning just like, oh no, woo, just. Oh God!
Oh Halloween! Man! But the night before, everything's fine. You're just walking.
You don't
around
know that though.
Hey man, how's it going?
What's up?
Just a giant chunk of
and
glass.
And people are like, are too
like,
concerned
up?
To know what you're.
Or they think it's part of your costume.
Yeah. Nobody cares. Ooh. They're all just like, holy shit!
How did you do that, man?
That's awesome,
some
dude.
Great makeup.
Thanks.
What did I do?
Right. I can't see.
My eyes are getting really dry, guys. I can't close my eye.
Am I bleeding? Who cares? Let's
my face feels really warm on
I'm
this
gonna,
side.
I'm going to throw up on this couch and then sleep on it. 12 hours later.
And then you wake up and the couch is all shredded to pieces because of the broken glass you're moving back and forth with.
Oh, no. I would hope that it would just fall out of your eye at that point.
God.
Like, that if you move around worse. Enough, it'll no.
It's just going to shred your eye to pieces.
Yeah.
Oh, I have an idea.
Uh-oh.
Drew, get fucking Snapchat already.
No.
For God's sake.
No.
Is that part of the idea?
Yes, as half of the idea.
Okay, what's the other half?
I'm going to live cast my entire week.
Group
week.
Message. Just do the group message
get
photos.
Get a Snapchat. It's not that hard.
No.
Why not?
Ben doesn't want a record of
me,
Reno. That's
exactly. It needs to be erased after about a day or two.
You can delete your pictures.
See, if what happened in Vegas stays in Vegas, what happens in Reno
lives forever.
Never it shall be on public record.
No,
what you shall burn.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What happens in Reno comes out for about 2 days and then disappears forever.
All right. Fair enough.
Which is why I'm going to live cast my entire time in Reno on my Snapchat, which is why you need to get a Snapchat.
I'll just have Therese screenshot everything.
Oh, dude, I wonder if I said my Snapchat name on here, if random people would add me and watch my...
Do it.
Dude, that'd be weird.
Just do it.
People listen.
I tried it with my Twitter. It didn't work.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Do shameless self-promotion. Renee does it all the time.
Okay, shameless self-promotion. If you want to watch what happens in Reno, my Snapchat name is InsaneDude101, no capitals, I don't think, anyway. And no spaces, it's insane.
Get up on that mic, though.
Oh, yeah, shit, I didn't even think of that. Okay, so yeah. InsaneDude101, no spaces, no capitals, all one word. I had it since high school, don't make fun of me that much.
And if you're
strange
that.
And I don't know you, I don't know, just add me anyway. I don't care.
Just don't immediately lead off with the dick pic. Just, like, lull him into a false sense of security, and then, like, three or four messages in, bam, penis.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to add, hello, German guy. I forgot there was a German guy that watched this show.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if he still does, but...
We offended it. Was it the same guy we offended with the whole dress thing?
No.
What did you guys do?
I didn't do anything. Like, I told somebody on the internet, hey, I had this awesome... Remember the stupid whole bullshit thing about the stupid dress?
Optical
people couldn't
thing.
Figure out what color it was.
Oh, my God.
It was the worst thing ever.
And we said it was stupid.
I did
was gold and white. It's simple.
I didn't even look, so I don't know.
I did a really awesome...
It's the dress that broke the internet. No, bitch. It...
I did a really awesome rant. About it, and I told the guy about it. Yeah, go listen to it. I thought it was cool. And then he comes back to me. He's like, "Yeah, I listened to it." You get excited about the wrong things.
Yeah,
is basically his message. Was his message with it? But I mean, in the pursuit of being entertaining, maybe you do have to get excited about the wrong things. Maybe if you want to go ahead and indulge yourself into some hyperbole,
exactly.
Maybe you need to go ahead and get mad about something ridiculous. And then just riff on that forever.
I don't even know what hyperbole means.
Hyperbole is just like...
Wow.
Teresa burst.
Teresa, why?
Somebody jumpier than you.
Okay, hyperbole is like extreme exaggeration or excitement around something. So, like...
I thought hyperbole is... Yeah, whatever.
I'm still confused.
Well, do you want me to, like, give you the clinical definition of it?
Wikipedia
because
I hyperbole.
Sure, why not?
Okay, hyperbole.
See, this is why I came home from college.
Exaggerated, exaggerated statements or claims not meant to be taken literally. So anything anybody says
in this little
most part.
Pretty much. This could all be considered hyperbole, and you shouldn't be taking it too seriously. But then again, I will reiterate, the guy is German. Humor works a little bit differently over in that part of the world.
This
so.
All being said, German guy, ignore these assholes. I like the fact that you listen.
Speaking directly to German guy. Yes. Doesn't matter what I say. Just stay here for Ben. He appreciates you.
I wish I knew his name. So I could
he really does. You can see it in his face. He's like really intent on this.
I just like the fact that people listen to this.
I don't even know how many people anymore. I have not looked at the stats. It's just like sitting there. It's just like, yeah, I still do this thing if you listen to it. Okay,
You're going to look in like a month and somebody. It's just going to be like 3,000 people listening.
Are you promoting me?
Are you spreading the word?
I don't need anybody at college to hear me talking shit about the people.
Renee, give him like a bunch of business cards he can just hand out randomly in Reno.
You need to leave them.
But with my name on them.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Slip them under random hotel room doors.
I'll just throw them in places.
I still have like over 400 business cards, so go ahead.
Really?
Oh yeah, I got lots.
Put them in strippers' panties.
Oh god.
Or G-strings.
I have the best idea.
You have or, that is good.
Oh my god,
that's filthy.
Best ideas.
I would take it. I mean, if I was in Reno, that's probably what I'd be doing.
What,
wow,
you would take somebody's business card in your thong.
You'd be stripping.
He would be stripping.
No, I'm the guy. You know what I meant. That? Fuck off. What was I googling again? I don't remember.
I'm trying to think of a good stripper name that has something to do with ginger in it.
Firecrack.
Mercedes. Mercedes cinnamon. Yeah,
no, it has to be a dude name. So it has to be like a
oh, a dude name.
Fireballs. There we go.
That's not a stripper name. That isn't.
Stripper names don't make any sense, bro.
Cinnamon actually kind of works because it could
cinnamon,
be a person's
cinnamon
name.
Is a something you put in your coffee. I mean, no chocolate. Something. I don't.
Coffee.
I snorted cinnamon when I was young. I don't like the stuff. I don't have.
What's
I don't
wrong
want
with it. You?
People snort stupid
what?
Things when they're
if
in middle
school. If you
spend
time with Ben, you'll find out this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, yeah, no, this is only the
Ben,
top.
Were you one of those kids that snorted Smarties in homeroom?
No, that was Austin.
That was Ozzy, yeah, that's true.
He's not the smartest bowling ball in the drawer.
Neither was that sentence.
That was the point.
Sure. Okay.
That's like
saying you're pretty part smeller.
That sentence wasn't the sharpest golf club in the barn.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Okay.
Man, what did we just do, you guys?
This has been fun.
What the hell was that? What was the question?
I'll drink it if you're not going to.
Ben has a great need for caffeine at the moment. Do you want to be on mic? Or
do you need me to check
you?
No.
What's happening?
The blisters on my lips. It's from an allergic reaction to naproxen.
I think you're dying.
You're dying.
What's a naproxen?
Well, who isn't, really?
It's a painkiller, and it caused my lips and my tongue to swell up. I went to work. I was like, well, at least I could get to a hospital quickly if I...
Awesome.
You work in a hospital, don't you?
No.
No. Care
no.
Hospice. But they've got like one of those red phones that so it's like the red phone you can talk directly to Batman, but it's just to a hospital.
That's not a thing.
It's definitely a thing.
Okay.
It was in the original series.
Sure.
I don't think Batman's phone went to the hospital though.
Yeah.
No, Batman's phone went to Batman. It's an analogy. That's
Batman's
my point.
Batman's phone went to Batman. Why would he call himself?
Because he's like, "Are you Batman?" "Yes." "Okay, just making sure. Thank you." Click. Batman had
just
a very...
wanted to see how you would explain that.
There,
man, what
done.
The fuck?
That's too meta for me right
Darkness.
Now.
Darkness, no parents, super rich, kind of makes it better.
Wait, is that the song?
That's the Lego movie.
Oh, that's, oh my god, that song was so great. That made me so happy.
The whole movie made me happy.
It was great.
Yeah,
that was our childhood in a nutshell.
It's out on Blu-ray now, right?
Awesome. Oh god, yeah.
Yay.
Long time ago.
Yay, we're gonna have to get that.
I have it.
I'm gonna watch that again.
I'm trying to think of things I've watched. Oh yeah, I don't know if anybody's watched it, but I watched it.
My technique.
What?
Seriously.
Closer to the mic.
Oh, shit. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Turn up his sensitivity on his mic.
I did
just don't
that
like
already.
To shout. I don't know.
Well, you're not shouting. I adjust for it.
I watched two of the three Evangelion movies.
Evangelion?
Yes.
Is that, like, the anime series?
Yes. The giant robots beating the shit out of giant things.
Okay.
You guys should watch those. It's kind of all the bullshit in between is really bullshit and you can't really understand anything they're saying, but the robot fights are pretty goddamn awesome.
Have you seen any of Attack on Titan?
Yeah, I've seen it all so far and it's amazing.
I haven't finished it yet, but that is
where are you at?
I think it's right where what's his face dies. It's like in this city that they're all training in, and then all of a sudden the Titans start.
Oh, you're nowhere near the end, bro.
No, yeah, I'm probably like at like episode
Wait,
six
so
or something.
Episode six.
Something like that.
Did Eren die?
I think that's his name. Blonde hair?
Oh, shit, you got a long way to go, man.
Is there another season?
There's a, well, okay, so There's one season right now, but yeah. There's two story arcs in the first season. There's the first one, which is like the whole first battle, like the Titans break into that first city and everybody just gets fucking slaughtered right off the bat, and then they're all the survivors are trying to cope and deal with the problem. And then the second is they leave, and then they like try to go out and do all this stuff. But you need to finish the first part, dude.
Yeah, I will finish it, but
you're in for some shit.
Okay, main reason I'm bringing it up though is mostly just because of the theme song. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, the second story arc has a different theme song, and it's so much shittier.
Really?
It's so It's so much badder. It's so much worse.
It's so much badder.
Yeah, it's so much badder.
So does the second arc
is much better, comrades.
The second arc isn't that bad. I liked the first one because there's more action and stuff like that. And the second arc is more like, oh, what the fuck is going on here? And what? Yeah, no. I can't tell you anything because you're not that far.
I know, but
because he doesn't love you.
But I'm just asking: does the second arc just come up like in the middle of the season, or does it like cut back and forth between episodes or something?
No, there's a definite end to the first. There's a definite end to the first arc, and then they're like, okay, we're going outside. We're going out, and then everybody gets ready for like two or three episodes, and then they just go.
Okay.
And then there's this really cool like human radar shit where they all have like flare guns and they're you gotta watch it. You need to watch it too.
This is a recommendation for everybody. Everybody just watch it. It's
we're talking the Japanese one, right? Because I thought there was an American remake of it too.
No, it's better an American not dub. Oh, like they just went over all the voices in American.
Yeah, you gotta watch. It's subs for life.
Yeah,
dubs can suck.
Subs
it.
All the way.
Yeah,
dubs aren't that bad.
But, well, hey.
Okay, it's only good for like old Godzilla movies.
I watched Dead Man Wonderland in English, and it was way better than the Japanese version, because the Japanese version never mind.
Old Godzilla movies.
Don't know what that is.
Yeah, exactly.
I gotta watch Old Godzilla walls. Too. I wanna watch the Mothra one.
Godzilla.
Oh god, Godzilla versus Mothra.
Godzilla.
That was the classic.
It's on Prime.
That was the classic.
It's on Prime for free.
Oh my god.
Nice.
Actually, I think about half the old Godzillas are.
I will consider
That's awesome.
Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGF Radio. We're also TGF Radio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not. We want you to at TGFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and the subscribe links for iTunes and RSS are at TGIFradio.com. Anything you guys want to say before we shut this down?
We got our once per episode reminder that Hoverboards are coming in September.
It's this year, guys.
Yes.
We're mounting up to
it's
the day.
6 months away.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's Pi Day and Sunday is the Ides of March, so watch your back.
Explain Ides of
Keep
March.
Keep your close friends away from you.
What is the Ides of March?
What the
Julius
hell,
Caesar
dude?
Was assassinated.
Oh, shit!
Ah, okay.
Beware
stabbed by his buddies.
Ides of March.
Yay!
Right now! Woo!
You have fun. Yep. And report everything.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, Snapchat.
We
watch
need to
me.
See...
Get a fucking Snapchat already!
No.
We need to see pictures.
Drew's not going to get a Snapchat, I'm telling you right
Pixar
now.
Pixar didn't happen.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Pictures of everything.
There's going to be some pictures. It's going to be great.
All right. We'll be back next week. Party on, everybody.